Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm KASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Good morning. A lot of activity going on. We had the Central Minnesota Farm Show on Tuesday and Wednesday. Randy Rothstein was there, and boy, oh boy, you said it was nice to visit with many of our sponsors and folks who came on by the booth. We do appreciate it. One of our sponsors, Minnesota Farm Bureau. And this week we caught up with Katie Druitz, Stearns County Farm Bureau President. And it's a chapter that's been gaining some speed and being more and more active in the area when it comes to agriculture and sharing agriculture's story. And that's something Katie and her family, that history with Farm Bureau goes back quite a few years.
Yeah, that is certainly true. My family and I have been Farm Bureau members for much longer than I have been around. My grandma was a secretary back in the day, and my dad has served on his local county Farm Bureau board my entire life and before that as well. And so coming into my career, I knew that I wanted to be a Farm Bureau volunteer as well. And so when I moved up here to Stearns County, becoming a part of the board was a really big part of that decision, and I've really enjoyed my time there and the work that Farm Bureau does, the grassroots action to get policy in place, as well as just the work that we do for agriculture on a local level. Sometimes we think about Stearns County being full of agriculture, which it certainly is, but we still have to share our story and talk about the importance of the impact of agriculture as well.
I know membership is key. It comes down to being involved. And if you don't have that, obviously it's hard to have a successful organization.
Absolutely. We do certainly value all of our Farm Bureau members, and I would encourage anyone who is either actively farming or cares about agriculture to become a Farm Bureau member. And here in Stearns County, we have a very active membership, and we're looking to grow that activity as well. So if you are a farmer, strongly encourage you to be a member of Farm Bureau. One of the things that I love about Farm Bureau is that we are a farm organization for all types of farmers. So whether you're organic, conventional, large, small, dairy, beef, crops, or even horticulture, Farm Bureau really does have something for every type of farmer.
Katie, it seems like, too, there's availability or positions for volunteers or members to showcase their talents, you know, whether they like to be in front of people speaking or be more behind the scenes or help out at the fair or do this or do that or legislative priorities. There's always seems to be a niche to fit someone's liking.
Absolutely. The local Stearns County Farm Bureau Board has been working really hard to grow opportunities for our membership to be involved. So some people, when they hear about getting on a board, that's maybe a little intimidating or seems like too much of a commitment, which I completely understand. But like you mentioned, there's so many other opportunities. We have a Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, which is really about getting our members ages 18 to 36 connected and together and off the farm, because sometimes when we're just starting out, it seems like there's always something more to do. So that Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee is a big part of that. We also have a Promotion and Education and County Fair Committee. If you've spent any time at the Stearns County Fair in 2021, we have the new Adventures in Ag Station, which is focused on education for 4 to 9-year-olds and their families. And the Promotion Education Committee is a big part of that. That committee also works on classroom visits and getting agriculture's story out to our young people. And then we have our annual meeting. We also have legislative action and resolutions. So recently we've been getting our locally elected officials out to farms to have conversations about how their actions impact our farms directly and really opening up that dialogue. We also have a communications and community outreach committee that we're working on getting involved. And so if you are really into writing and more so than speaking, that would be an excellent place for you. And there's so many other opportunities that are coming available. So if you are thinking, you know, I want to do a little bit of something, but I'm not ready to dive in with you know, head first, you just want to dip a toe, we certainly have a place for you in Farm Bureau.
Stearns County Farm Bureau President Katie Druitt's joining us as Farm Bureau and many others supporting our Central Minnesota Farm Show broadcasting earlier in the week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Great to track down Katie and get an update on what they're doing in Stearns County. Also this week, State Representative Mike Sundin joining us from the Esko area. He chairs the House Ag Committee, and he gave us a update on some of the conversations going on this week.
Well, things are rolling along pretty good. I just got off a call with my counterpart, Paul Anderson, and, you know, we're working together on, you know, the E15 issue, the increased blends, not only in gasoline, but the biodiesel thing, too. So that's always a concern. And we're working hard on that very cooperatively, I might add. So it's great. You know, if we get support from the Senate and the governor, I think we're going to get something good across the line here. So very anxious to get not only the increased use of ethanol, but the infrastructure to get it into the gas tanks as well. So it's nice to be in a cooperative atmosphere with the other party. So it's good.
Representative Mike Sundin, he joins us every Thursday here on Chasm Radio. He also gave us an update on the drought relief dollars being talked about in the House.
The drought relief dollars, I'm glad you asked that. That's going to be the big topic on Monday in the Ways and Means. My bill is moving forward and has the support of so many people. It's anxious to do that. There might be amendments that could change it, but we're going to try to resist that. I've got a commitment from the Senate that they're going to be working off my bill, the one that was submitted, and looking forward to full cooperation with the Senate anyway. So, yeah, it's been busy, but, you know, things have changed back to the fuel issues. You know, things have changed overnight with the price of petroleum products and unstable markets with reflecting what's going on in the Ukraine. I don't think it's time to stop or slow down. I think it's time to maybe think of it through another lens as well, as far as fuel security for the state of Minnesota and, you know, continued success of our agriculture businesses. So it could change things, how we look at it, maybe timing of the bills, that type of thing. So, but there again, we're talking about it in cooperative settings, and we're still dedicated to getting this across the line.
State Representative Mike Sundin joining us once again. He heads up the House Ag Policy Committee as well in St. Paul. And he also gave us a preview of what's coming up this next week at the legislature.
We're going to talk about grapes. We're going to talk about pollinators. We're going to talk about forever green issues. Representative Nelson is bringing up meat safety training. That's going to be a good bill. And a number of them. Representative Backer is bringing in the ACRA to increase the maximum for ACRA payments. And that's about it for next week, but keep an eye on us.
State Representative Mike Sundin will get more comments coming up on Monday. We have State Representative Tim O'Driscoll joining us on Tuesday, State Representative Paul Anderson. Also, Senator Jeff Howe expected to join us on Tuesday or Wednesday, so listen in. Also, we did speak to State Representative Lisa Damuth, as we do every Friday. You can catch that interview at mychasm.com. Looking at the calendar, well, before we do that, we have to say congratulations to all of our FFA chapters wrapping up National FFA Week as well. And coming up, looking at the calendar, in March, we will be at Commodity Classic. We have Egg Day coming up, so a lot should be a busy, busy March. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.